Well, hello, Finks. It's me again, the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla, the Sultan of Surf, the Governor of Giver, the 60-Minute Maniac, the Boss Bat Cat, the Lone Wolf, ow! The Pale Rider. Woo! Oh, yeah, I got that one from a trip to Mexico where everyone was commenting on how pale I was. Oh, no, that's rough. But that's just me. Just me, the Big DB, Dirk Brigante, of the Surfany of Destruction to Lung power. Woo! Back again with more of the music that you know me for. What's that? Oh, it's surf music. Yeah, that's right. And not only that, I have a very special guest for today's show, my friend Big Dave of Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM. He's here on the show, not quite live, but still alive. You know how it is. Dave and I have been doing the social distancing thing for years now. I'm all the way up here in the axis of time. And he's all the way up there in Windsor, Ontario. Hard for us to get together in the same room at the best of times, so we just split the show up and let each other do our own things. Dave has some cool stuff for you today, some Canadian surf as well as some surf from Portugal in the 1960s. Huh? Dave always has a couple of surprises lined up for us. He always manages to find music that I have never known about. And I know a lot. And here Dave goes, coming out of left field, with surf from 1960s Portugal. I didn't even know Portugal existed back then. Okay, I'm joking about that one. I'm not stupid. Alright, moving on. We're going to hear from Big Dave in a little bit, but first, we are going to go through some of my music choices. Since we're splitting the show, Dave and I, we're going to be doing things a little differently. My first set of music will be coming up shortly. Then I'm going to go let Dave do his thing. I'll be back around afterwards to bookend the show with the Big D. Let's get things moving. Alright, here we go with a little music rundown of what you're about to hear. Surf Cats have been keeping real busy, sending me another track in less than a month. Jeez! We're going to hear Latin Feel first to start off the show and get us going. Then some new music from Montreal, Quebec. The Bumblebats, they reached out to the Big D and I. Oh, I bet you already know what they said to me. Yeah, I tell you it's almost every time. Shut up. I'll say what I want on the show, and I'm going to say this. The Bumblebats, they got in touch. They sent me over some tunes. And I asked for a play or two on the surf room. Yeah, of course, fellas. I love new music. So yeah, we'll be hearing from the Bumblebats and their song Balaclava from the EP Standing in the Shadows of Moncton. That's out now on Bandcamp for your listening pleasure. Yeah, go just search Bumblebats and you'll find it real easy, okay? Surf Flamingo will be up next with Pays de Chocolata. Then we have some local surf history from Danger Death Ray. The next track, Put in Reverse, was released almost 20 years ago by some of the fellows in Danger Death Ray in their former band, Flying Alibaba and the Radical New Waves. Damn, that is a throwback. Woo! Here comes some more New People Person with the title track of his latest EP, the one of which we heard last episode. This is the title track, like I said. Ooh, coochie. I'm not done yet, though. Oh, no, there's still more music to go with the Head Henchman and Business as Usual. It doesn't stop there, hell no, because I have another new band, Surf Aliens, and the song Sem Nome from the split EP that they have out with the Terror Surfs. It's called Terror Alien, and that's on Cheryl Lodge Records. It's available now on the Terror Service Bandcamp page, so if you want to go check it out, head on over there and you can find it. Hey, and speaking of the Terror Surfs, we're going to hear from them a little later with their side of the EP. And by the way, not only is this album on Bandcamp, but plenty of what you hear on the Surfing is up for purchase. So what I want you to do is make sure you support the bands you hear on the show. Buy an album or two, or at the very least, you know, like them on Facebook to show some support. But first, I gotta give you a chance to hear this stuff and figure out if you even like it. Oh, I'm sure you will, though. I got good taste, baby, and I got some good surf coming your way. Dave does, too. He does. Which you will be hearing in just a little bit. But first, it's the Big D's Choices. Let's get this show on the road. Yeah!
We'll be right back. Le comprendemos, Hammer. Nosotros venimos del país de la chocolata.
Señor Simpson.
La, 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 la.
Señor Simpson.
¿Hablábamos de chocolate?
Eso fue hace una hora.
그치? You're tuned into the Symphony of Destruction 2000. I'm Dave Constantino here doing another guest segment for Dirk. I normally host a show called Revolution Rock that airs Saturday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. in Windsor and Detroit. And Dirk has asked me once again to contribute to his show here, as he usually does on my annual Surf Rock special, Revolution Surf, which airs at the end of every February. Dirk always does a great job doing a guest segment on Revolution Surf, and this year was no exception. We did a show focusing on intergalactic surf, or space-themed instrumentals, and Dirk picked a really great selection of stuff. You can find the Revolution Surf special that I did this year over on my website at revrock.blogspot.com, along with several other episodes. There's also a lot of information over at revrock.blogspot.com. You can also find it at cjam.ca. For this segment, we're playing a mix of things. Starting off, we heard three Canadian artists. The first song we heard on my segment today was by the 427s. We heard a song called Bikini Thief. This comes from their 2018 release, Stay Gold. 427s have several albums out. They're based out of Calgary, Alberta, and they always kind of mix elements of movies with their surf music, just judging based on the song titles. Following that, we heard brand new music, which came out in January 2020 by The Shoobies, or Shoobies, S-H-O-O-B-I-E-S. We heard Lego, My Lego Island, from their new EP, Open for Business. You can find that over at the Shoobies Bandcamp page, which I believe is shoobiesstolemysong.bandcamp.com. And then we also heard newish music from Bloodshot Bill. Bloodshot Bill normally plays his own brand of wild rockabilly and 50s rock-influenced music. He comes from Montreal and plays a lot of shows as a one-man band, tours all over, and has collaborated with a lot of artists, including the 5678s, who are perhaps best known for being in Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill movie series. But anyways, he put out an EP last year in 2019 called Hang Ten with Bloodshot Bill, put out on High Tide Recordings, and we heard one of the songs from this release called Peeling. Coming up in the remainder of my segment, we only have a couple songs here, so I won't keep you too long. We're going to hear music from a selection of Portugal garage and surf bands, pulling these from the compilation album called Portuguese Nuggets Volume 1. This was originally released in 2006, and it's a compilation of garage rock and surf bands from Portugal from the 1960s, the early to mid-1960s. And there's a lot of covers of American pop and 60s pop songs, as well as a mixture of surf and original tracks. And we're going to start the set off with what is often referred to as the first garage and surf rock band from Portugal. This is a band called Os Tartaros, and we're going to hear a song called Tataria, which is one of their best known songs. As mentioned, coming from the early 60s, that roughly translates in English to the Tartars, and as mentioned, yeah, one of the first, if not the first, garage and surf bands from Portugal. You can find a collection of their music out there that was put out not too long ago. But if you do get this compilation, it has them plus many others, which we're going to hear in this set. We're going to hear music from Daniel Bacelar with a song called Tema Dos Gentlemen. We're going to hear Conjunto Rui Manuel with Fuga and Os Morgans with Opus. I want to thank Dirk for having me on this show again. It's always fun doing the Symphony of Destruction 2000. And hopefully these songs on this episode and in my segment can take you through these strange times that we're currently experiencing and put you a little at ease with everything that's going on. Stay safe out there. Don't forget to wash your hands. And don't forget to listen to the Symphony of Destruction 2000.
Welcome back to the Surfing of Destruction 2000. The Big Darabowski here on episode 90. Wait, what? Episode 90? Jesus, Murphy. I can't believe I haven't even mentioned that yet. That is so unlike me. Well, better late than never, though. 90 episodes, oh, that's a hell of a spot to be in. I might have said this before, but man, I'm kind of freaking out that we're almost at episode 100. That's insane. 10 more episodes to go. And episode 100 is going to be on the 8-year anniversary, too. Oh boy, I got a lot to live up to here. I know I'm just making them up to myself, but I'm going to live up to it like nobody's business. Woo! Yeah, the Big D, he's got this handle, don't you worry. I actually want to take a moment now to make a bit of an announcement leading up to episode 100. I have a theme episode coming up. So come the May full moon on May 7th, it's the return of Dirk Tracy and Woo Done It. Spy surf and surf noir tunes for ya. So I may need to give you a bit of a background on this fella. Way back, and I mean way back, all the way to episode 4, I did my very first theme episode featuring Dirk Tracy. Yeah, he appeared way before Sheriff Brigante, way before Captain Brigante, way before even Dirk Dirksen. Not Count Von Dirkula, though. No, he's been around for an eternity. Before I even added the 2000 to the surfing. Anyways, Dirk Tracy is coming back for another cool episode of Surf Noir. It takes me a lot of work to calibrate the multiverse transmitter to accurately capture Dirk Tracy in his universe. There's lots of different worlds out there, so I need to make sure I get it exactly correct. I don't know if that's going to make much of a difference to you. The show's going to be out May 7th, one way or another. I guess I'm just trying to make up excuses for me. Oh, well, all these excuses. I am excited, though, if you can understand that. But anyways, going so off track here. All right, we haven't had a theme episode in a little while, have we? No, it doesn't sound like it. Let's do it, though. Yeah, that's for next month. We still have some time to go on this episode. And I got some music I want to go through. I gotta say thanks again to Dave, Big Dave, for a great segment. Yes, excellent. Really enjoyed your music choices, my friend. It's always good to have you on the show, Dave, and I'm looking forward to next year. Oh, I appreciate the PSA too. Wash your damn hands, you dirty finks. Sanitize, baby. So there was a band I played recently, back on episode 88. Way Ventura's, but I saw a Facebook post by them saying, R.I.P. Way Ventura's. I was hella bummed. But then, I saw an email from one of the fellas formerly of Way Ventura's, and the message that they have risen from the grave with a new band. Oh, they are now going the horror surf route and debuting with Terror Twist. The band, that's the name, Terror Twist, they released a new EP to celebrate their debut, and we are going to hear from that with the song Requiem Holy Loop. Megatron Adore is up next. I went by their Bandcamp page and saw that they had another album. Oh, I was excited. So this is Volcanica from Wed Wedding that you're going to hear from Megatron Adore. Then back to the 20th century and the 1960s with The Illusions' Jezebel. Now here comes the other side of the Terror Alien Surf EP, Terror Surf serving up a sample of their style of surf with Sonic Void. Damn it. I wrote a tongue twist in there, jeez. Made it through though. Yeah, and then Beach Monsters, they'll top off the show and send us off with Takeoff. Oh, how appropriate. Yes, after the Beach Monsters, the Big Surf will take off, and the Big Darabowski will see you another day. Another full moon. Mark the date on your calendar, Sphinx, for Woo Done It. That will be on the May Full Moon, May 7th, featuring Dirk Tracy. No, this feels weird having the music playing out for once. Usually we end on a high note with the Big D. Anyways, Dirk Brigante saying goodbye for now. This is it for the Symphony of Destruction 2000. But don't potty just yet. The music is still coming. Terror Twist kicking things off.
Nous avons été attaqués par un loup-garou.
Je veux pas écouter ça.
Dans la langue, nous avons été attaqués par un lycanthrope, un loup-garou. C'était un meurtre, une mort pas naturelle. Je suis condamné maintenant à errer dans les limbes jusqu'à ce que la malédiction du loup-garou soit levée. La fleur, la race des loups-garous doit absolument s'éteindre. Le dernier loup-garou encore vivant doit être anéanti. C'est toi, David. Il faut que tu me crois, je t'en prie.
Un loup-garou. C'était un meurtre, une mort pas naturelle.